Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5. If you're just tuning in to Power 93.5, you understand as this break began that there is a little bit of unrestfulness in the room with Carla and I, and it's all over a flippin' Christmas tree.
You being insensitive.
I'm being insensitive now. Is that what you're trying to say?
That is correct.
I think not. Would you please explain to the audience what's going on?
Yeah, we got a message from a listener. Do we have her name? No? Oh, we'll call her Donna. I don't know. She wants to get a new Christmas tree. She thought it'd be romantic for her and her boyfriend to go get one together and start new traditions in their home. We can all relate to that. However, he already has this fake tree that's in decent condition. He wants to keep using it. Well, she doesn't want to use it because he's used this tree with an ex-girlfriend for years. She's just feeling a type of way. She, you know, there's memories of him and her and the kids with the tree. He's wanting to use it, and she's and he wants to use the same ornaments. Okay, no. That is just extra no. The same. Anyway. I mean, we all know we want our tree to be a certain way and probably not the same way every year. We want to be creative and do our own thing. So she's saying, am I being crazy right now or do I have a point? I'm saying you're not crazy because sometimes people get these thoughts in their, even if it's irrational, it manifests and turns into this whole thing, and she's not going to be able to get over this.
What matters here? What matters?
Her feelings.
What matters is when you wake up on Christmas morning and you're with people you love and you care about, because there's no better place to be at that moment than somebody special in your life. And you're not thinking, oh my God, the tree's with me. The tree's not getting that kind of emotion out of you. Come on now.
Are you a Hallmark Christmas card?
Okay, 869-1093. The phone calls are coming in. You agree with Carla? What do you think, dude?
Hell no. Keep that tree. Put more different ornaments on it. Call it good, man.
Different ornaments?
Yeah, it's a freaking tree.
Yeah.
It's not about just what it is. It's about her feelings, and her feelings are valid.
Oh, cool.
I can understand that, but I have a tree that my ex-girl or my girlfriend has from her ex-husband that we still use.
There you go, and you're fine with it, aren't you?
Exactly.
Thank you. See, get your big kid pants on.
Donate
that
tree.
Thank you for calling. No, the tree is fine. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
I think that that's crazy.
The language is not necessary, ma'am. but that's okay. But you agree with me that the tree's not a big deal.
No, it's really not a big deal. The ornament thing, I understand. Like, people have traditions with certain ornaments, or if you don't like the theme or something. But the tree, like, really, come on now.
Yeah, quit tripping about the damn tree, girl.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling. See, we gotta set our priorities around here. Hello, Power 93.5. Good morning. What do you think?
Okay, so I agree with both of you.
Okay.
It is symbolism, and it does mean something. However, a tree is a blank slate. A tree doesn't look the same every single year because you place the ornaments differently and you put it together differently. I don't think he should want to use the same ornament. I think that should be something that they should do romantic together.
All right, I'll compromise on the ornaments. I'm okay with that.
No.
Because that's something that my family, we go and pick out an ornament every year. Aww. And we put the year on it.
Aww.
So I have 30 years of ornaments.
Aww.
You know, but the tree, that's ridiculous, and she's being a little crazy.
Stop. Settle down.
They do need new ornaments.
All right, new ornaments.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. But still, that's another opportunity to spend money.
So she's agreeing with both.
Thank you. No, don't
thank
buy
so
the
much.
Ornaments. You're fine. Back it up. You're fine. Get the ornaments after Christmas is over when they're on sale and it's 80% off. 869-1093. What do you think?
Get a new tree.
Carla says, new tree. I say, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.